This is the Tech Talk for Accountants show with your host, Andrew Lassise, where every week we have a new guest to discuss the latest technology, apps, tips, and tricks to help you improve your accounting firm. This episode is brought to you by Tech for Accountants, an IT firm that specializes in cybersecurity for the small accounting firm. Many of our clients used to work at big firms that had all this crazy security and then went to work for themselves. And while they knew it was important to have great IT security, they just have too many other things to worry about and don't have enough time to actually learn this stuff. What we do is help bridge the gap so that even small accounting firms have great security at a fraction of the cost of doing it themselves, and it's all done for you. We offer listeners to the show a complimentary IT audit and consultation. Just go to tech4accountants.net/podcast. And you can book a free IT audit. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.
All righty. Welcome to another episode of the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I'm Andrew Lassise, Tech for Accountants IT, specializing in the accounting industry with half the voice that I usually have, but day two, scaling new heights. And today we're with Lance Brando, Brando Consulting. We're going to be talking inventory management, not payroll. We messed that up on the first take. How you doing, Lance?
Good. It's good to be here.
So we're on day two of like the exhibitor, day three of scaling in general, but like kind of our day two.
Yeah.
Right. So how'd day one go for you guys?
Yeah. So day one, a little bit of setup, a lot of downtime when these guys are at their classes. I think I'm going to go over here and play some ping pong with some of the other sponsors while these guys are at their classes.
Yeah.
But then they just, you know, flood in and walk around. It's interesting. You know, we're a little bit underwhelmed at our booth. We've actually been thinking about looking for another conference that might fit us a little bit more. But I've been coming to Scaling New Heights for 10 years. And, you know, we do get a lot of referrals from the QuickBooks Pro advisors and accountants. Industry.
So it's kind of like you're meeting with the people that introduce you. And so let's get into, you know, what it is you're doing. So inventory management, you're not a SaaS provider, but you're working as a consultant,
right,
for stores that need the inventory management. And what do those stores look like?
Yeah. So the stores, actually stores kind of misleading because we don't deal with retail that much. We get into retail a little bit. We mostly, refer that out to partners or subcontract that out to partners. Our niche is wholesale distribution. So we're talking warehouses mostly and manufacturing. So manufacturing plants and e-commerce. So a lot of drop shippers and people that don't do too much of touching their own inventory.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you look at the number versus like counting on the shelf. And I mean, when you've got tons of SKUs and stuff, like how else, you know, could you, I guess the old way, right? You go in with a clipboard, right? Yeah. And just be like, all right,
those people need us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I worked in a restaurant. That's how we did it. Like inventory night. I think it was like once a month or quarter or something. Yeah. It's like, what do we have? And it was just like, dude, this takes hours. Like there's gotta be a better way. And I mean, this was 10 plus years ago. So maybe things weren't as fleshed out.
Yeah,
they are now.
You bring up restaurants. That's interesting. Last night we met with a group of girls at the barbecue place over here. Sugar Fire.
So good. We've eaten at it twice.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, these girls, I wish I could remember the name of their company. It has two words that start with a G and they're both right next to each other. But they do restaurant software. So there's a booth over here with someone that, are the developers, we call them the software vendors, where they actually, you know, provide the restaurant software. So where we would fit in is we probably help the providers of the restaurant, right? So we are partnered with about 15 different software companies, and the software that we're experts in would be the wholesale distributors or even the direct to store delivery software that would provide the restaurants with their ingredients.
And so when you come into the equation, there isn't really like a one size fits all. We always point people in this direction because everybody has different needs. And I think it's one of those things people, when you don't understand it, you just kind of commoditize it. And it's like, oh, I need inventory software. So like,
yeah,
this, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really misleading. I think it's a big mistake a lot of CPA firms or bookkeeping firms make is they think, well, this is the best inventory software, you know? Oh, which is the best inventory software? We get that question a lot. And so what a lot of bookkeepers do is they create a favorite rather quickly, I might add, and they start referring their clients to that favorite. But that favorite may not be the best fit for their client. And so what we do is we actually say, hey, let us meet with your client. We're going to save face for you here and make sure they get on the right software instead of make a $20,000 purchase mistake. And we interview them for a couple hours, sit down in a discovery interview, really get to know their workflow process. And then we'll meet with them again for another couple hours, like a week later, and go through the entire list of all the different options. There's like 20 different options to choose from. And we'll narrow down the list, mark them off, until we narrow it down to like 3. And it's extremely educational for this business owner to go through this process and see all the different options and hear why some of them won't work and why some of them will. They gain a lot of comfort, a lot of confidence in that step. And, you know, we do it and then we meet with them again to say, okay, let's mark off the list of required features and, you know, narrow this down further. We'll meet with them again and, you know, either organize and schedule a demo of the specific software. If it's a software we're comfortable with and confident with, we'll demo it ourselves.
And, you know, you talked about like, it's a big investment to move into this. It's not just like, I picked like a cloud-based CRM and like export CSV done and you're in and out with something. Like, I'm sure there's CSVs with like SKUs and current inventory, but I'd imagine like it's a big process to undertake and learn, and you wouldn't want to make the wrong decision upfront or invest a bunch of time and money to then discover, oh, it doesn't have this feature that maybe I took for granted that I assumed all software would have, and it doesn't, and now I have to jump ship again because I realized what I chose was the wrong thing.
Yeah. And it depends on the size of the company. You know, like the scenario you just described, the bigger the company, usually the larger the software, the more expensive the software, the larger the implementation, and the bigger the choice. So we work primarily between the $3 million to $30 million size. And I'm talking about just company revenue. That's kind of a really quick and easy way to measure the size of a company. I know there's a lot of different ways to measure a company size, but that's a quick and easy way to do it. And, you know, companies that are in between $1 million to $3 million a year, their choice is less involved. They could make a faster choice. So we actually offer different levels of assessments. We have an $850 assessment, we have a $2,000 assessment, a $3,000 assessment, a $4,500 assessment, depending on how involved the assessment needs to be. So these smaller companies, they're kind of a plug and play. The $1 to $3 million, they can buy a simple, inexpensive software, almost get it set up, like you said, import some CSV into the software and be up and running within a couple of weeks. Our bread and butter, I think, are the companies that make the $15,000 purchase, if we're talking about a one-time license, or the $600 a month purchase, which might sound less risky, which it is, but there's still the investment in the implementation, right? The implementation for a $15 million company, could cost them about 15 grand. And you know, you want to be careful before you dive in and get all your people involved and start spending consulting fees.
Yeah. And also, you don't know what you don't know going into it. Like, maybe you currently have something and know what you don't like about it. And I think people with a lot of times with SaaS products or just any sort of software, it's like, I take for granted that all of this is already working and all of this already happens, and not understand that, like, this is one of the key benefits of this one versus that one. So I know we used to jump ship on software all the time, and I just stopped doing it because it would be like, I take for granted that this lookup feature exists. Like, we'll just create an example. You know, it's like, you could look up a customer by email address. It's just like, of course you could do that on everything. And it's like, oh, well, in the new software, you can't. It's like, oh, so we have to remember that everything we do, you look up email, but then in the new one, you have to do it by like last name, comma, first name. And then choose. And it's like, well, on our old one, we didn't have to do that. So yeah. I took for granted stuff that worked well in the other one. I'd imagine the inventory world works the same way.
Yeah. With inventory software, we describe an assessment as being like a light proof of concept. So we can hopefully discover those little idiosyncrasies that people just can't live without, or hopefully don't miss out on. Part of our assessment is developing a big long list of all the features they need, that they think they need, and also what we think they need. And then also come to an agreement on that, so we're not imposing anything on them. But you're right, that's the kind of thing that an assessment will help avoid, is at least the big ones, right? The expert implementer is there to solve all the little ones that you just couldn't forecast. And so that's where an assessment makes sense. Larger companies, they should be considering an actual proof of concept, which we've done that before. We fly out there, actually put their data in the software and walk through their entire workflow with a small subset of data. That's more of a proof of concept. We spend most of our time doing an assessment, whereas we don't actually put their data in, but we'll walk through the features and whatnot,
and how that's going to look in their company. So everybody, you know, there's never a one size fits all. And as much as I see it with ours, where a lot of people talk, it's like, oh, well, I'm a small this and that. And maybe like in that level, it's like, well, I'd be small in like the grand scheme of stuff. But like, I look at it just us, for example, where we're doing this year, maybe do like 5 million. And it's like, well, I don't really consider it like that big, like in the grand scheme of like stuff that exists. But like in the MSP where there's 492,000 other MSPs and like 90% don't even do 1 million. So it's like, well, we'd be higher up, but just like, I guess my own gauge. And now I'm just like talking about myself instead of like what we're actually,
no, that's
it's like,
all right.
It's like, this is like the thought that's going through my head. But like, what I'm getting at is like,
I mean, the same kind of concept can apply in a lot of different software and a lot of different industries. You know, like a more careful approach to purchasing software and assessing it first. It definitely applies to larger companies. You know, the smaller companies, the million-dollar companies, they may not need an assessment as much.
Yeah. Well, when you can do like a quick proof of concept and just kind of get in there, and if it's like intuitive enough and like not as comprehensive, full featured, you know, it's like, okay, I can get in, kind of like kick the tires and see what's going on here. But like with big implementations, and you know, these are investments that it's not just a like, we need this software for the next like 1 to 2 years and then we're going to look for another one. You know, this is a big investment on like the foundation of the company and like what you're building upon. And so you want to make sure that it's right. Like, again, I'm just taking back on me, but like, for example, like when we started and I picked our CRM, which like it gets the job done, but it's, you know, 9 years of using it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know everything about it, what it can do, what it can't do, all the little idiosyncrasies. Like, we can't look up an email address that has two periods in it. So whenever someone's like at nyc.rr.com, we can't look up their email address.
Those little software limitations drive us nuts.
Right. And it's like, am I going to change a software because those like 1% of people, like, not a big deal. Now, if we were in like a place where you could only use like Roadrunner clients, and then okay, that's a different thing. But like, I look at, you know, I wasn't taking into consideration, or it's just the company has grown so much since that time, where before we just needed like a glorified Excel sheet. And now we need something a lot more robust with a lot of moving pieces, you know, moved to remote after COVID, like fully remote. So we need to have a lot more, a bigger focus on like data integrity and like not having to find multiple pieces of information in multiple spots and like all this stuff. So it's stuff that like, if I had worked with a consultant day one, or they say like, here are the, some of the things that you need to consider, think about, and maybe not even like the first one we used, but like further down the road where we got our bearings, like here is how we do things. And then where would a new software play into that?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, there's so much value in it and just basically anything, but like inventory management for warehouses, that's a big part of the organization. And if you get that piece wrong, everything else falls apart versus like us with like our inventories, like software license keys. Like I could literally pull up any information that I need in like 5 seconds.
Right.
It's like, oh, I need new VPN keys because we are out, and it takes 30 seconds to get new ones.
You're right. Inventory software touches a lot of different areas. You know, it touches the account, bookkeeper who is managing AR and AP, because inventory software will create invoices and bills inside the accounting software. It touches the warehouse, the receiver and the picker is doing their job. The fulfillment personnel that are, you know, filling boxes and shipping boxes out and working with the carrier, maybe with freight, organizing freight pickups. You've got the gal or the guy that is deciding what to purchase. And what a lot of these small business owners don't realize is they can actually leverage the inventory software program to help make good, sound purchasing decisions.
Yeah. So it's like the investment in the company, not just the efficiency and the workflow, but, you know, it's going to impact the bottom line.
Yeah.
Making the right choice and, you know, make the wrong choice and have to switch off. Like, you know, there's a sunk cost in time investment and, you know, just the emotional stress that comes along with it. Like, I know, you know, we can offer pretty much everything in the IT world, like within reason. And one of our clients, they moved forward with us on one piece, but not the other. And their reason for not moving forward with the other was they had so much headache and so much just BS setting up the thing that's not right for them to begin with, that they would rather just live with it than go through that pain again. And, you know, I explained to them, it's like, you know, you went through that 10 years ago. Like, now it's plug and play to migrate this stuff. And they're like, nope, we are not going to even touch that. And it's like,
a lot with, you know, resistance to change. There's this saying that says, the pain of the change needs to be less than the pain of the problem in order for someone to accept the change. And we find ourselves being patient influencers, you know, patient persuaders to help people understand why we're making the change. And it's definitely part of our job is not only to help someone find the right inventory software, but to help throughout the implementation of the software and work with every single user and the new task or the new responsibility that they're going to be adopting and be responsible for and be held accountable for as well.
Yeah. It's a big, big piece of, it's a big decision. and, you know, one that shouldn't be taken for granted. And I think just with anything, you should have, when you're making big decisions, it shouldn't just be, oh, well, I saw this, so there we go. But, you know, work with someone that really knows it and understands your business and your needs. And on the other side of who can be the best match for you. And, you know, and I keep turning back around on me, but like, I hate the selfishness, but it's like,
you're just relating it to what you,
right.
What
well, and I mean, with. I mean, accountants can empathize with this too, but like there are other vendors here that do the exact same thing we do that send people to us. So you would think a direct competitor wouldn't do that, but they understand where they are strong and where we are strong and vice versa. So they're like, hey, yeah, you fall into this category, we're not going to be the right fit for you. Go to Tech for Accountants because they will be the right fit for you, and vice versa, right, when we recognize that. So it's like a symbiotic relationship of we get fed the perfect clients for us. They get fed the perfect clients for them. And in turn, their clients are happier because they made the right choice. Our clients are happier because they made the right choice. And there isn't the, well, I'm with this company, now I need to switch because it was the wrong choice. It's like, wouldn't it have been cool if you just made the right choice to begin with? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's a micro instance, but like we have maybe four or five other competitors in the like IT for accountants space.
Yeah.
That send deals to us without like a, here's a check referral, just like we know where we're strong and understanding that. And from a third party perspective, also, you know, you're pretty objective in your decisions. Like you said, you don't just pick one and then just always send people to it.
Yeah.
But understanding like the nuances of all things. So having an objective third party, having a consultant, make the right choice. You know, you won't regret making the right choice, but you will regret making the wrong choice and having to deal with it and the problems that come along with it. And, you know, I can speak for myself on made some wrong choices by not. And it's like, we did the research, but we didn't know what we didn't know. And that's where consultants are such a big part of it.
That's the message we're trying to hopefully get out in this conference here to the CPAs and the accountants and the bookkeepers is refer your client to us. Refer your client to us. There's no shame in it. This is what we do. This is our expertise. And it's really hard for an accountant or bookkeeper or CPA to become an expert in inventory software. I've literally been doing this for 17 years and have been in the assessment arena doing assessments for about 5 years. And we've developed a list of 200 possible features for every single inventory software program. I don't know anyone else that has been that thorough in researching and assessing all the inventory software programs available. Right. And I don't think most of them can. That's not the
business.
It's
a big undertaking.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking. It's not just a, you know, I went on G2 crowd and like it seems like this would be the right choice. You know, it's very involved. And you know, the deeper you dig.
The digger you deep.
Yeah, the digger you deep, the deeper you dig. And you just learn so many nuances. And that's why, you know, we keep coming back to like just how bookkeepers and accountants, you have your specialty, you know, especially people that are like niched in specific industries. So like the cannabis industry has so many different nuances than like the manufacturing industry, and bookkeepers, accountants will send business back and forth to the proper person. So yeah, I want to be conscious of your time, Lance. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was awesome having you. Where can people find more?
Where can people find more? BrandoConsulting.com.
That's Brando with a W.
That's right. Brando with a W. And we also have a YouTube channel, which is also Brando Consulting.
Easy enough. Lance, thanks so much for being on the show, man. It was great having you.
Yeah.
You have a great
day.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I hope you enjoyed today's guest, And remember, you can go to tech4accountants.net/podcast to book a complimentary IT audit conducted by a technician certified by the AICPA in cybersecurity. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.